Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be global. I think we're going to be global. I think we're going to be mostly in Australia. For some reason, Australia has been the target and the butt of the target by its own government. And also now they're blaming the fires going on in Australia, damaging the ozone. Now I wonder who's causing all the fires. Tonight I went on to one of the maps, on one of the radar maps, and I'm looking at Australia. I was looking at Canada. Today, Canada, the whole eastern part of Canada, Quebec, Newfoundland, Labrador, pretty much on fire. Ontario, the prairie provinces, Inuit, Alberta, Saskatchewan, BC, on fire. Every day there's a fire. I didn't even look at the radar today because I know what to expect. But then I look at the globe and the fires in South America and Africa are being perpetuated every effing day. There's not a day that goes by where the fires actually go down in South America or Africa. I have to attribute that to directed energy weapons. I think what's going on in Australia is also a result of directed energy weapons, probably being done by their own government, probably using SpaceX to fire down the directed energy weapons that they need. A friend of mine sent me a picture of California. Another fire was set in some part of California, and one house was on fire and one house wasn't. So they may be targeting individuals in another way today. They may be blasting an energy beam to wipe out the house they live in. Imagine that. I wonder why. Is it a hit? Is it a syndicate hit? Is it just a hit because there are people who are telling the truth? We had a protest this week because they want to build an intern camp in Windsor. A lot of people showed up. I think they should build the intern camp, though. I really think they should. I'll tell you why. This is, again, my take on it. Because sooner or later, these people are going to get caught, and we're going to have to put them somewhere. So I think they should build these intern camps so they have a place to go when they finally have justice served. That will include all the OPP officials, the CSIS officials, the Mountie officials that have all capitulated to the criminal element that's been going on in Canada. And there may be enough room to have other officials sent here in the internment camp. And once we get enough of them here, well, things happen sometime. Maybe a directed energy weapon will hit these internment camps and eliminate the problem from the planet forever. Just a thought. Sometimes I have these thoughts and these ideas, and I think sometimes they're brilliant, sometimes they're hardcore, but nonetheless, I get the thoughts. I got a friend of mine I talked to in California, and she's had some thoughts this week, and I said, oh, the Mediterranean in you is coming out. We're all being pushed to a limit, to a brink, and we are all thinking things and saying things that are justly so. Because I think what we're actually saying and what we're actually expressing is righteous anger. Righteous anger. And we all have that. We've seen enough. We've seen such a vile attitude toward life on the planet. Now babies are being violated with a poison, and it's been okayed by the Australian government. And then they have the audacity to say that you shouldn't listen to anybody because it's however they defined it. They're saying all this speech is coming in from Canada and the United Kingdom and the United States and somewhere else. It's all true. You notice New Zealand has gone quiet. Probably because of the mounting pressure that the New Zealand Parliament's been getting from outside. You know, Canada's not quiet. I will tell you what's going on in Canada. There's a lull in the storm. And while this lull is going on, they're trying to build these internment camps so they can round everybody up that doesn't want to comply to their bullshit and throw them in there and then do their own, do experiments and God knows what on these people. It'll be anybody that doesn't want to comply. And this is going on. Now, today, in British Columbia, they came out with a bivalent shot. I don't know how stupid Bonnie is. But to actually think that there are going to be some people in the West are going to fall for this shit again is, I don't know. I think they're trying it there to see what happens and see if they can get this shit to go across into Ontario. Quebec's already on their fifth shot. You know, probably get the Eastern Seaboard on board. Nova Scotia, because Nova Scotia will kiss anybody's ass because they're getting a free ride from the government. You know, that's not talking about the people per se. I'm talking about the parliament that's there. They'll kiss the ass of anybody that'll give them money. They're worse than a prostitute on the street corner. They'll just screw their own people 24/7 in the name of the dollar. So you got that going on in Canada as well. The Commonwealth is again being assaulted. Directed energy weapons. The floors are vibrating. People are complaining about their feet on fire. Feet on fire is because of the bouncing or ground wave that they're firing at nighttime. This is insane what we're dealing with here. And then to see the planet on fire. They're burning resources. They're burning farmland. They're burning the food chain. You know. Look at Australia. Like I said, when you look at that document tonight, a lot of Australia is on fire. And it's shifting all the time. Sometimes it's in the southeast, sometimes it's in the southwest. It's always on the perimeter of the country. And if you look around, even the Malaysia and Indonesia and Japan and other countries in the region are also on fire. Today, New Zealand didn't have a fire, but yesterday they did. You know, it's nuts what's going on over there. That's what's going on in Africa, and that's what's going on in South America. Then you look at the United States, and it's nothing but a fire pot everywhere you look. It's just incredible. And again, they're not telling you anything. They're not giving you this information. Nothing. It's all there, though. Let's see, Northwest Territories in Australia. Big fire, Queensland, lots of fires, New South Wales, lots of fire, South Australia, there's one fire, and there's some kind of activity on the bottom part of Northwest Territories, and Western Australia, in the Northwest, there's another fire. It's all over. It's all over, you know. Philippines are on fire. Give me a second, let me set the map. So we can see the fire. Let's take a look at the fire. Okay. As I look at the map, you got Central Ontario, Montreal, there's a fire. All along the northeastern part of Quebec. Is that Newfoundland? Yeah, Newfoundland's on fire. Labrador's on fire. Saskatchewan, all kinds of fires in Saskatchewan, all kinds of fires in Alberta, BC's loaded with fires, Yukon's got tons of fires, let's see here, there's one, yeah, that's Yukon, all kind, Manitoba, then you look at the United States of America, holy jumping, whole Northwest, Washington, Oregon, California, Idaho. I was talking about Idaho, and my friend said, what do you got with Idaho? I says, well, you know, it seems like to have a lot of activity, but they're burning down Idaho. Idaho's farm country. Montana, North Dakota, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah. Or sorry, not Utah. Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas. Hey, we can get it. We can have a weenie roast any place we want to go in America. Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. What is this state here? That's part of West Virginia. Wisconsin. It's horrific. It's just horrific. And I can't believe these fires are just happening, you know, with some localized situation. Anyway, they're now blaming Australia because of the fires they've been having affecting the ozone. Well, they're kind of correct on that, because all that ash goes up into the air, blocks the sun, and has a cooling effect once the fires are out. And then the dust comes back down to Australia, and the people of Australia are breathing in that shit. Now, you have to ask yourself, why are so many fires happening all the time? Is this another assault or an attack? The Pope said today, I was reading, that he said we're already in World War III. The Papa, he is saying that we are in the World War III. Did I sound like a Pope? Imagine that. Well, he's probably correct, because all these fires are happening all over the globe. They're not a natural phenomenon. Radar is hitting everybody and everywhere across the world. This is not a natural phenomenon either. And then we have the WEF wanting to, they've already penetrated Canada. Penetrated. The head of the country is the leader of the WEF in Canada. So lots going on everywhere, and you have to be aware of the situation that's going on everywhere. We're no longer in a situation where we're in a democracy. I don't think we've ever been in a democracy. In fact, I think that we've always been a fascist planet. Corporations and banking institutions have always controlled this planet. And we've never really had a democracy. Your vote never meant anything. How come the candidates that were always running for an election were never chosen by the people but by the institutions that were representing either a conservative or liberal type party, or Republican and Democrat? Think about that. How come you didn't get a chance to select somebody from your state, your city, your town to represent you in a state level or provincial level? How is it that somebody else made that decision? Who made that decision? What corporations or mega corporations? How about banks? I saw somebody the other day that I don't have any faith in any government. I don't believe in liberals. I don't believe in conservatives. I don't believe these neutral in-between parties either. I think they're all crime syndicates. I think the planet is run by crime syndicates. That's what I think. And the crime syndicates are not the mafia or this guy or the Mossad or whatever. It's the governments themselves. This is what I think. I think voting is a waste of time. There's no real vote. You have no real choice. And the choices you make are manipulated by a computer. So I think we need to really have a hard look at reality here, if there is such a thing, and decide maybe we need to do things a lot differently. Like, we choose the representative that's going to run. We choose who's going to be in office, not the corporations or the banks. Every now and then I get a brain fart. God tell you, you know, it's one of those things that there's an idea. And I thought about this, and I thought hard and long. I thought, what would happen if everybody quit paying taxes? We have a problem in some countries today, right now, in Europe, that can't pay their gas bill. This happened to Australia about, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? They couldn't pay their hydro bill, and they couldn't pay their heat. They had priced them out of sight. Nobody could afford it. I was watching a show where people, instead of cooking a meal, were making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. How are you kidding me? This was Australia. So was that the prototype for what's happening in Europe? Now the Czech Republic is protesting the government that they don't, they said they're not going to freeze their ass off for the Ukraine. Nobody should. And they said they don't make any changes by, I think, December 26th or November 26th. They are going to remove the government. You know what? I wish we would do that here in Canada. They're long overdue to be overhauled. We don't have a government in this country. Anybody still thinks that we have a Liberal Party that represents the people are blind in one eye and can't see out the other? Anyone thinks we got a Conservative Party? Same thing, blind in one eye, can't see out the other. The Conservatives basically are so far up the Liberals' arses they knew what they had for breakfast 2 weeks ago. There's no distinction. And don't think the NDP Party is going to be anything special. They're nothing but a second-class Liberal Party. And the Party of Quebec, wow, well, you know what's going on there. They're screwing their own people. So, you know, when we're looking on what's happening today, we got to take a hard reality. In order to fix the problem, we've got to know what the problem is. See, everyone says, well, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear all this. Well, if you don't know it, then how are you going to fix it? And if you don't want to hear it, then you're agreeing with what's going on. Then you're part of the problem. Because you want to capitulate. You too want to be an ass kisser. I get it. You know, I do. I get it. I do. Let me see if I can find some stuff here. Okay, I'm going to play something here. Again, this is more or less to benefit not just Australia, but Canada as well. Because this is in our Commonwealth as well. I'm going to let this guy talk about see what act it was. Give me a second. Come on. Public Health Act to authorization to administer poison SARS-CoV-19-2. When you hear this, it's going to be an eye-opener, for sure. For sure. All right, let me see if I know, of course. All right, let me get this thing set up so you can hear it. Give me 1 second. Here we go.
That gives power for the purposes of emergency management during a public health state of emergency to authorize a person to supply or administer a poison. This instrument of authorization, that's what this whole thing's called, instrument of authorization, authorization to supply or administer a poison, the SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 vaccine. This instrument of authorization shall take effect from February 22nd and shall remain in force until the public health state of emergency is no longer in force, or until otherwise amended or revoked, dated February 18th, 2021. So that was order number one. Here's order number two of 2021. This was the one that went viral that we looked at just a second ago, published on March the 10th. So they've issued a lot of these. They can't claim to be negligent. They knew what they were doing. We have the receipts. And I want to give a big shout out to the person who sent me this via email in April of 2021. Thank you so much for bringing this to my attention and sending me the source document, which I have linked up here. It's on my Odyssey. so you can avoid all the governmental tracking. Just go straight to Odyssey. Real quick, we covered this a second ago in the flashback video, but let's look at section 197. The chief health officer may authorize persons to administer, manufacture, supply, or prescribe poisons. For the purposes of emergency management during a public health state of emergency, the chief health officer may authorize a person or class of persons to administer, manufacture, supply, or prescribe a poison. And a person authorized under paragraph A may administer, manufacture, supply, or prescribe a poison. So I've been doing a ton of research to put together this article and video, and I kept finding more and more damning, incriminating documents. And we'll cover in just a second, we have some other states in Australia following suit with this crazy language of authorizing injecting of poison, the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. But the first example I was able to find of authorization to inject poison for the Australian state of Western Australia was April the 9th, 2020. So the WHO declared a pandemic March of 2020. Less than a month later, not even a month later, the Western Australian government authorizes themselves to administer poison, the SARS-CoV-2 injection. This is straight off their own website. So here's another example I was able to track down. The 7th authorization to administer poison in 2021. Authorization number 7 to inject poison. And this is interesting because this is the one that gets redirected to when you try to go to the one that went viral back in April of 2021. But when you go to the pages for either of those two authorizations, number 2 or number 7, it tells you are not authorized to see these Nazi war crimes. I'm paraphrasing. But you can see it's evolved from number 2 to number 7. They've added this bit about the World Health Organization, appeal to authority, if you will. But it has this line again, I, Dr. Robertson, Chief Health Officer, acting pursuant to these sections that give me, for the purpose of emergency management, the power to authorize people administer poison, hereby authorize the people that I'm going to mention, blah, blah, blah. So basically he's saying, I'm invoking my power to authorize the poisoning of Australians if I claim it's for public health. And he even signs this crap. September 22nd, 2021. What's interesting is the Western Australian government website has a search function. And I searched for some keywords, and I found this other example here from 2020, September 30th, 2020. And this is the second authorization to prescribe or supply a poison of 2020. And I believe the first one was in April, as I just mentioned. I think the first one was April 9th, 2020. And then the second one, September 30th, 2020. And look at their decision. Authorization to supply a poison without a prescription. And they have a document. Authorization to prescribe or supply a poison. Authorization number 2, to supply or prescribe a poison. And they love these sections 197 and 198. I, Dr. Andrew Robertson, Chief Health Officer, authorize a prescriber to prescribe a Schedule 4 poison or a Schedule 8 poison through a provision of a digital image or a copy of a prescription to a pharmacist. He also authorizes pharmacists to supply a Schedule 4 poison or a Schedule 8 poison upon receiving a digital image or a copy of a prescription for that poison. And they define these things pretty vaguely. Schedule 4 poison means a substance that is classified by the Medicines and Poisons Regulations as a poison included in Schedule 4. So it's a poison. Same for Schedule 8, just a different schedule. It says this authorization takes effect immediately. Now this one is the most disgusting of them all. The poisoning of children, injecting poisons into children. Public Health Act 2016, Instrument of Authorization to Supply or Administer a Poison, SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 Vaccine. COVID Vaccinators, Child and Adolescent Health Services. And if I'm reading this right, this is the third of such authorizations to poison children. This was published summer of 21, July 19th, 2021. I have the source. This is actually on their website. It says, this instrument of authorization is additional to the following. Authorization to supply or administer a poison, SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, number 1, 2021, and number 2, 2021. And this one is also interesting because it talks about treatments as well. So not just the vaccines, but the so-called treatments are also covered under this license to poison. Okay, I also want to cover other Australian states doing the same thing. So I want to focus on New South Wales, and then we'll look at Victoria, because these screenshots are smoking guns, showing the depravity, the insanity of this evil government policy. In New South Wales, Carrie Chant, working on ushering in the New World Order, signed off on this on 3/16/2022, so just a few months ago. Poisons and Therapeutic Goods Regulation. I, Carrie Chant, Chief Health Officer, make this instrument pursuant to Clause 170 of the Poisons and Therapeutic Goods Regulation. The authorization is granted. So she granted authorization to poison. Authorization. This order authorizes the authorized person to supply, but only for the purposes of administration, the following poisons and restricted substances: adrenaline and the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. So I'm not sure if this first thing includes adrenochrome or just adrenaline, but it's very ambiguous language here. The following poisons and restricted substances. And then they list two things. It's like, are you calling the vaccine a poison? It goes on to say, the authorized person only administers the poison or restricted substance in accordance with the requirements of the Commonwealth COVID-19 vaccination program. So there's poisons that are being administered. So there's poisons administered as part of the vaccination program. It goes on to say, the authorized person may only administer the restricted substance and poison. But it gets even weirder. In the same document, linked up in this article, this order authorizes the authorized person to supply the following poisons and restricted substances. And then they have this two-column table. Poison or restricted substance. Adrenaline. Diphtheria toxoid. And then a bunch of vaccines. You can pause and look at all these vaccines. And then there's another table on the next page. This order also authorizes the authorized persons who has completed additional training to supply. And then it has three items in a table called poison or restricted substance. And look right here, SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. So that's what Carrie Chant is up to, ushering in the New World Order, authorizing, injecting poison. Let's go over to Victoria. Look at this, also linked up in the article. This is a page called health.vic.gov.au, Medicines and Poisons, Secretary Approvals. Look at this approval for poisoning. Nurse immunizer SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 vaccine, October 20th, 2021. The Secretary has given approval for nurses registered in Division 1 who already don't possess Schedule 4 poison endorsements. Listen to what they're authorizing these nurses to do. The nurse may possess and administer the following Schedule 4 poisons without supervision or instruction. The following Schedule 4 poisons, generic name, SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, aka the COVID-19 vaccine. So they're saying right here, SARS-CoV-2 vaccine is a Schedule 4 poison. And I also uncovered this doozy of an admission of war crimes, essentially. coronavirus.vic.government.au. Drugs, Poisons, and Controlled Substances Act, 1981. I, Jacinda DeWitts, Acting Secretary to the Department of Health, and I'm going to skip along here. This order is intended to facilitate the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine program by authorizing the Department of Defense to obtain, possess, or supply COVID-19 vaccine, which is a Schedule 4 poison. And the Department of Defense is also authorized to obtain, possess, or supply relevant Schedule 3 poisons. So point blank right here, plain as day, in black and white, COVID-19 vaccine is a Schedule 4 poison. That's according to the Victoria government. And finally, I want to remind people about this video I put out a couple days ago about this mass die-off in Australia. And I asked, is this proof? Is this the smoking gun proof of democide? Look at this massive die-off above and beyond the 2015 to 2019 five-year average. Look at this massive peak here in January, plus 57% for that week, and other weeks around it not too far off. This is absolutely staggering. Is this the smoking gun of democide? Why are all these people dying in excess of the expected amounts? And now we have the documents, all the receipts, where it looks like this mass murder was planned. This poisoning was planned. This kill-off was planned. This is genocide, and it cannot stand. Look at this, up 57% at the peak. This week had 57% more deaths than the baseline five-year average before this pandemic. This is murder, folks. It's time to wake up. It's time to fight back. They're poisoning us, and in plain daylight, they're authorizing these crimes against humanity. They're authorizing injecting poison into children.
I think you get the idea that these things that they propagated as a going to save you wasn't such a savior. In fact, it had the opposite effect. I'm surprised that the Australian government actually put the word in as poison. There is no getting around that. There's no excuse for it. They are telling everybody and that they have put a poison there. But the other interesting thing I have to say, it's not just Australia. Australia was sort of singled out because that's where the research went. But I'd bet you any money that South Africa has the same kind of stats. I know we have those in Canada. We've seen the stats in the UK. America's stats speak for themselves. So initially, I remember at the beginning, they didn't have enough vaccines. So I kind of wonder if the government of Australia decided because they didn't have enough of the vaccines, they started adding the adrenalines and all the other poisons in replacement to the SARS-CoV-19 or the SARS-CoV-19-2. Kind of makes you wonder. So, how many died in New Zealand? The numbers are probably never going to be true there either. Someone would have to sneak in, find out their monitoring program, and see if they can find the actual documentation of how many New Zealanders actually died from the mismanagement of this bioweapon. The other interesting thing about the bioweapon is they knew this was a bioweapon. They had already tested on animal test subjects, and it did what they wanted it to do. They could never put this out there. And I'm not sure how an emergency act justifies putting a bioweapon out into the general population or allowing poisons to be injected into people. How does the emergency act actually do this? See, the understanding I get with the Emergency Act is they're now going to declare an emergency, and now accordingly and appropriately deal with the problem that is causing the emergency. Now, I never understood how that happened because they never identified it. So if they never identified it, how could they deal with it? So what were they putting into people's arms? What were they making people wear on their face? What was inside those masks? That's why a lot of people said, no, we're not going to go along with this. You want to genocide the planet, planticide the planet, democide an area? We're not going to go along with it. And the death toll hasn't stopped. Death toll hasn't stopped. When these things are fully incubated into the host, they will shut down the DNA completely. They will shut down the bodily functions. And they will get help by these frequencies that are being assaulted across the countryside. Ground wave targeting specific frequencies that these people are transponding, targeting them, and then poof, all gone. Imagine that. Okay, I'm going to play another something. I just got this just before the show. I'm going to let this. It's an old one. Dr. Ruin Kilde. She's not no longer with us, as far as I know. Anyway, let me play this because we touched on this the other night with the radar and the ground wave and so forth. Now this information's been out there for quite some time. All I'm doing, March 1st, 2016. All I'm doing now is just sort of reminding everybody. So pay close attention. We are not done. They're using 6G technology, not 5G. 5G is the carrier. 6G is the weapon. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Hold on. See if I get this going. Here we go.
All these military equipments, also from helicopters and planes, and always neighbors.
So that's they very recruit interesting neighbors. Because that relates very, very closely to the kind of material that a guy in England called Barry King is. Right. Nothing like changing batteries. Right. Okay, take two. This document.
This one?
Yeah.
Well, it was presented in...
This is at what conference?
At the conference, 33rd International Conference on Military Medicine.
Now, where was that?
It was held in Helsinki the year 2000. And this was part of my poster presentation.
Excellent.
And there you can see how vans can send microwaves just to one person from the neighboring house. Helicopters can do it, and all kinds of military equipment. And this was, of course, taken from the U.S.
How did your research enable you to find out about that?
This was sent to me a long time ago by an Englishman who was doing research.
Excellent.
And I used that.
Okay.
And interestingly, this is my article in internet, which I have not myself put into internet, but it's I counted 13 languages now, even Japanese, Russians, whatever.
Is this based on lectures you've given elsewhere?
Yeah, it's sort of it was the first publication in a medical journal ever in the world, in Spekula, Oulu University in northern Finland, medical club for the students and the medical doctors of North Finland. And this article was printed in their magazine. And it was interesting that already in 1874 in Ohio, they put the first implants. Electrodes, they called them then. 1874. Oh. Somebody has been tampering with the text and put 1974, but it was 1874. It was a female patient who died, but still, so already then they were doing research in the Good Samaritan Hospital in Ohio.
That's pretty startling.
Yeah. It's been going on for a long time. All in Finnish also. This was the first article ever in a medical journal about near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences in 83. But it's in Finnish. So, and these probably are, you probably know them because they're from Matrix and they are from American publications.
They did that on the Green Common women. They used mind control on them.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Do you have it? Do you have any information on that?
Yes, I have. I have read the story.
Yeah.
Kim. Something, what was her? She's dead now.
Yeah.
Many of those ladies died of cancer. And that's what they do.
That's the Green and Common ladies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Died of cancer?
Yeah.
Because of the mind control and the microwaves?
Of course. But they can cause cancer. The worst thing is that they use illnesses as weapons today. They can beam into you cancer. For rats, it takes only 2 days. But they have another frequency, and they can also take it away. But do you think they give it to humans? No.
And do you think that's what the reason is? They need a DNA code for
probably
everybody?
Probably. Then they can also cause a myocardial infarction if they want to kill you. If they don't, they just give you angina. You know, it just hurts, heart pain. Or they can give you a stroke. They can give you a diarrhea. They can make you vomit in a second. And this is used as a weapon. Think.
A friend of mine in Dorset experienced that. She was, there was a helicopter flew over her house.
Yeah.
She was just walking in the country, and she had something which happened to her, just which made her.
That's right.
Vomit.
I remember seeing on TV when George Bush Sr. was in Japan on a official visit, and all of a sudden at the dinner he started vomiting. And the Japanese, you know, they went like this, and the film was not shown in the USA. But I just had one question. Was it CIA or was it Japanese?
And at President Obama's inauguration dinner, two senators.
Yeah, that's incredible. And also when President Obama was giving his oath, something happened, you know. It didn't work the way it should have been. I just thought, who clicked?
Because he was smiling when he did it.
Right.
Anyway, yes.
Oh, this is a part of which...
We didn't talk about that. So let's just get a little bit on your new book.
Well, it talks about... I did start with it.
Yeah,
You took the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't have to repeat it. But there was an interesting thing. They were in the year 2003... Two and three in Norway, they were having an official governmental committee looking into maybe, how would I say it, bad things that have been done in medicine to people. And of course, they come to the conclusion that nothing has been done before 1975. But they didn't accept, the committee secretary did not accept the positive findings. And even if an 81-year-old Dr. Melby, who had been at the national board here in Norway, had come out before his death and said that they have been using human patients as guinea pigs. He didn't use the word guinea pigs, but, you know, using them for what they say research. They didn't take that in. I said, well, he was so old. So that's, again, the official truth, is that nothing has happened, which is bad for patients. But unofficially, a lot of things have happened. And right now, about a month ago, in the major newspaper, Aftenposten, was two pages of a 91-year-old medical doctor who said, yes, we have given malaria to people. We have done this and this and this. Because we didn't know what to do with the patients in the mental institutes. And in this committee that gave out the report in the year 2003, I was there for 1 hour and gave positive information. Like, you know, the Times magazine had an article that Norway, among others, uses insane for research. Nothing came out. But these two last pages show something. And I thought that was very interesting. This is the official name of the committee. And this is done, as you see, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Army, whatever. U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. United States Navy, Office of Naval Research, U.S. Navy, U.S. Navy, NASA. Doing research with patients in Norway.
In Norway? This is all
this
in Norway.
Is Norway. This was Dr. Sem Jacobsen, who was working with American military institutes. And this was from 1950s to 1960.
Why is there such a heavy involvement of U.S.
I mentioned it. And Norway.
And that is why, do you think that Norway might be used?
Exactly. Exactly, because it's been used like this previously. And in Scandinavia, people normally don't complain very seldom. They don't complain if the doctors do something bad. But in the USA, you know, you maybe have to pay $1 million or something. Yeah. So these Scandinavian countries are good for experimentation with US funding, as this is now absolutely shown. Even if this is old, 50s, 60s, but it shows that something has been doing, that they've done something. And officially, there's nothing, but these were the two large pages of the report. But the report concluded that nothing has happened.
Nothing's happened, but yeah. We've done it anyway.
Well, it's the same thing as with Condon reports. You know, the report about the UFOs at the Colorado University.
Yeah.
So, summary.
They are the soldiers that were used at the nuclear weapons tests.
That's right. Things come out.
Are actually...
Everything comes out, and maybe that's the thing that why somebody wants these things to come out too. Because they do come out.
Because ultimately, it's going to affect our children.
That's right. They've had court cases here because there's a special boat with big radars here, military radars in Norway.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the crew started having children who were abnormal. And there were so many of them that it wasn't just a coincidence. But so far, I have read from papers, they haven't been reimbursed in any way. But of course, the child's life is destroyed, and of course it has affected the sperm of the males.
Are you familiar with Tetra?
I've read about it in the internet.
Yeah.
It's the military.
Which military?
This was the conference that you just filmed, you know, the International Conference on Military Medicine. That was my abstract. Which stated...
That's a hell of a thing for you to get involved with.
That's right, and this was a neurology conference. The same MK, and this was a world conference on general practitioners, the same. And the conclusion was like here that silent sound technology successfully also used in first Iraqi war showed that microwaves can cause hallucinations and hearing voices in healthy soldiers. European Parliament resolution from 1999 suggests a global ban on technology affecting human behavior. So there's a ban. They're suggesting a ban.
So you've been under a little bit more attack than just strange keys in your carpet thing. How do you feel? Let's get a little bit.
Yeah, like I said, I've been hit unconscious and taken to the hospital with an ambulance. I've been poisoned.
What kind of poisoning? That's all very serious.
It is. They put it into the fireplace, or they put it through the air ducts, and you become sick, unconscious, and throw up. And my mother was here, and it was pretty bad. I have to say, I don't want to go into details, but she's dead.
And also, you've been attacked in the internet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, whatever. It's a campaign. It's I call it CIA's campaign for what do you call it? For discrediting. I mean, it's clear, and it's very interesting that the leader of UFO Norway is behind it, behind the lies a lot. The leader of UFO Sweden too, not that badly because he's a journalist. He's more cautious. But, you know, like the leader of UFO Norway says that I have bought one of my three medical titles from the New York Academy of Sciences for $80. Come on, I was asked to be a member for your achievements. And there are 40 Nobel Prize winners, and Charles Darwin and President Thomas Jefferson as previous members. And their annual fee was $80. And it was already founded 1817. And they don't sell titles. But you know, he goes out like this. Then he says, I haven't been to the conferences I claim to be, like MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, had a closed conference, invitation only, about alien abductions. Now, they have 700-page proceedings. And I mentioned what I said there in four pages. So, you know, you can lie as much as you want. And I've just let them do it. I first thought that I'll go to court. But I thought, why should I? I don't go on their level. I know, And those who know me, they know who I am, what titles I have, and that's it. But they often
use... You don't
use,
play their game?
I don't play their game, no. I don't. They often use people who are, how would I say, who don't have a position, who don't have a high title or you know, a degree or whatever, because they make them feel so important that you have to do this for us, and so you're a good guy, you know. I laugh. Is something that's incredible, because...
This is 2007 they wrote that?
Yeah, 18th of July. So, you know, it's unbelievable, actually, because they've never written a word about UFOs.
Do you think they'll use... you'd be an important person within the Scandinavian community, that if they wanted to, they would use yourself as a mechanism of discussion and release?
I could think so, but I don't work with anybody. I'm, you know, but why do I get an invitation to this conference, for instance? I was flabbergasted. I usually go when I'm invited. Yeah. If the speakers, I know the speakers, you know, if they're good or whatever. It could very well be. All of a sudden I come here and I find a pile of papers that were stolen 8 years ago from me. They're back now. Now I need them. You know,
it's very kind of them to give you,
isn't
back.
Isn't it? But how they stole my 8 years work. Papers all gone. And a journalist, a Norwegian journalist whom I have met now, said that somebody came him a pile of papers and said, "You're a journalist, why don't you make a book?" And he did. But my automatic writing said...
Those were your papers that he then made a book from your work?
That's right, partly. But I can't prove anything. And my automatic writing said, "Well, you should be only glad that things come out, even if you don't get the credit."
Yeah.
And I said, "Okay, but 8 years.
Yeah.
So.
I always say you never make money working for the aliens. You work like hell. You don't get, don't ask for the credit either.
Well, there you go. More. But you know what's interesting about it all, really, is that this has already been out there for a long time. Now the manifestations of the frequency assaults are a lot more prevalent today. That's the difference. They were going on back then as an experimental. Now they're being launched overall. And we're seeing more and more of this kind of assault going on to people all the time. You're going to be able to expect more of this activity, more damage, more hurt. As you heard her say, with these frequencies, they gave people malaria. It's a lot more refined today. The people that we saw in Wuhan dropping were dropped because they were targeted with these frequencies and got activated. We're seeing it all the time in Asia and other parts of the world where people are just dropping, you know, boom, 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 boom. Is it the injection? Is it the bioweapon finally incubated? Is it the frequencies targeting the person? Or is it a dual assault? Plant the access and then turn it on or turn it off. Everybody better wake up. Those cell phones are not doing you any good. They made you dependent on technology that they can target and kill you with it. Go get a meter and check your car. Walk around your car while it's off and watch the readings you get on your car. Put it inside when you would turn the ignition and then watch the readings. You're going to be surprised that even your car is an assault weapon. And if you think I'm crazy, go try it. I'm not the one crazy. I'm the one telling you, see what's going on. There's a lot more happening than you realize today. The assaults are more refined, floors are vibrating. Instead of you being able to discharge a polarity, now the polarity is going back up through your body. You're now being a conduit, damaging your lower extremities. And again, this could be the activation that they're doing to people who've gotten the jab. At nighttime, fire these heavy frequencies, or during the day, and then watch people drop dead. Now, lately, yesterday or the day before, I think I only saw two ambulances go by my place. But usually, in a given night, four or five, every night, heading toward the crematorium. What are they hiding? That's in another Commonwealth country. Imagine that. Imagine that. Your government is looking to take care of you. Anyway, I put in the Nuremberg Code, and I put in a sarcastic comment. Is it really of any use, or is it just toilet paper? Because it seems to me that for all these regulations they put out there over the last 80 or 90 years, what good are these documents? Really, what good are they? So, you know, they seem to not care about law and order. We're dealing with a lawless group. Remember that. Anyway, tonight's show, there's all kinds of links. The links to the Schedule 4 poisoning is there as well. The actual Public Health Act is there as well. Nuremberg Code, the Australian ozone being smoked, more on frequency weapons. You got a full show here. So if you can share this information, it would be very, 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 very good if you could. Especially the last 2 weeks, because it may help some people understand why they're sick. This is all epigenetics. Epigenetics, external environments that can cause a disruption in your biology or in your genetic code. That's why we get sick. That's why the cancers have evolved over a century. Because what's causing the cancers is a microwave today. Whereas before it might have been a pollutant or a hormone or a pesticide or some sort of chemistry. Today it is a frequency. We need to start seeing the way things are. The doctors today will never be able to figure this out. They're still stuck on biology instead of synthetic biology. When they finally get to synthetic biology, most half of you will be dead. So you're going to have to take the bull by the horn, because the doctors are not going to know jack diddly. Just something I wanted to pass on. Because if you're expecting your doctor to deliver you from this evil, you're going to be sorry you did. Because by the time they figure it out, you'll already be in the box. And I'm going to let the show go there for now. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, read Book of Revelations, that's the playbook, read the New Testament, read it for yourself, read what Jesus did, how he talked, how he walked, how he died, how he came back from the dead. So anyway, I'm encouraging you to do that as well. And I'm also encouraging you all, on the top of the page, there are people up there trying to help you come with solutions that may help you. So I encourage you to support them financially in any way you can. If you can't because of the hack from the government and what they've done, don't worry about it. Get yourself back on your feet. Share the show. Spread it across the Commonwealth. Spread it across Europe. Spread it across Africa, the Middle East, the Far East, the Near East. We got to get everybody to pay attention that the government is the enemy. The corporations are the enemy, especially the pharmaceutical industry. That is the enemy. Your banks are the enemy. We got to start looking at the real enemy of this planet. It all stems from Lucifer and works its way down. So share the show, share. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.